Hey, good Tuesday morning. This is First Warning Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Petrus. A lot of stuff going on this morning. I thought this week was going to be kind of tranquil, but got up this morning, started looking at the 12Z model data, which is the data that comes in around 7 o'clock in the morning. It really takes a couple hours for the models to spit it out. You got to remember, the data comes in at 7 a.m., but the models, the supercomputers, have to kind of digest all that information. So it usually takes till about 9, 10 o'clock in the morning till we get some data. And some interesting things happen overnight. The little system that was going to pass to our south Wednesday night into Thursday looks like it's going to be a lot closer. So things are actually getting quite interesting for Wednesday night into Thursday morning. In the meantime, today, boy, we started cold again, down in the 20s, lots of frost this morning. Today's going to be a beautiful day, lots of mild temperatures up in the low, possibly mid-50s. But then a dry cold front comes in tonight. That's going to set the stage for the cooler weather that's going to come in on Wednesday. I think highs will probably barely get into the upper 40s, close to 50 tomorrow. And then tomorrow night into Thursday, this little area of low pressure tries to form on the Gulf Coast just to our south and move off into northern Florida, then up the East Coast. And it looks like enough energy could come together that it's going to be close. I'm not buying the cold air right now, actually. I think that's more problematic than the moisture, because there's really no high pressure to our north to supply low-level cold air. So we're going to need something called dynamic cooling, which is essentially the system's going to have to bring cold air aloft down to the surface and through evaporative cooling as well, cool the column of air to produce snow or a wintry mix. But stay tuned. This is actually getting kind of interesting. I do think the mountains and foothills could end up with some significant snow, especially on the backside of this low. Looks like that northwest flow really sets up good for Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday into the upcoming weekend. And then it just turns plain old cold as Arctic air is going to invade the whole country starting this weekend into early next week. Also, this morning, started playing around with some data from Arkansas from New Year's Eve about the big bird kill. I mean, it's still kind of baffling what causes these things. I'm doing some research on it and finding that these aren't really all that rare. Blackbirds and starlings, if you've ever seen them, they flock in these huge groups. And they do this all over the country. And occasionally something spooks them or something stirs them up, and they fly into either a storm, or they fly into each other, or they fly into trees, and it does cause bird kills. Not normally this big, but it does happen on small scale. So on our Facebook page and on Twitter today, I posted a radar loop where you can actually see the flock of birds taking off. And believe it or not, this happens all the time on the radar as well. We see flocks of birds. We see insects, sometimes the mayflies hatching in the Mississippi River. You can see them taking off. The radar is very sensitive, and it can pick up a lot of these things. And you can clearly see the flock taking off. We don't know why it took off at close to midnight. Maybe fireworks, maybe something else. But they clearly took off and got disoriented and probably flew into each other, or the cold air coming in on the backside of the front caused them some distress, and they ended up falling and dying when they hit the ground. So kind of an interesting setup. But if you want to take a look at that loop, go to our Facebook page, News Channel 36 on Facebook. We'll be back on the air today at 4, 5, 6, and 11. We'll start talking about this possibility of the Wednesday night Thursday storm. Could I bring out the snow meter? It's certainly possible. We'll have the details starting at 4 o'clock on News Channel 36. Hope you have a great Tuesday, and I'll see you then.